The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Project Independence and You. We're now for Old Time Radio. You're going to be listening to the Saint, the tuba player. Enjoy.
The Adventures of the Saint, starring Vincent Price. The Saint, based on characters created by Leslie Charteris and known to millions from books, magazines, and motion pictures. The Robin Hood of modern crime now comes transcribed to radio, starring Hollywood's brilliant and talented actor Vincent Price as... The Saint.
Hi, Mr. Templar.
Theodore.
Excuse me while I drag her in, huh?
Drag her. Oh, yeah.
She is in.
Good.
She is a very nice tuba, Mr. Templar.
Perhaps.
I will take her out of the case now and...
Theodore, if you lift that confounded thing to your lips, you're a dead man.
You do not have to get violent, Mr. Templar.
I don't. Theodore, you forget that on one occasion you trapped me. I have heard you play that thing.
Well,
I have never before nor since wanted to be deaf.
Well, Mr. Templar, I have been practicing since then.
Are you trying to tell me you now play better?
Well, louder.
Goodbye, Theodore.
I have got a problem.
I don't doubt it.
But not what you think. It ain't the neighbors.
Oh, they've all moved out, huh?
The landlord nailed my windows down.
He is a man of genius.
My problem is something else. It would help if
Keep away from that tuba.
Well, I only want to play...
I've never strangled anyone yet, but there can always be a first time.
Okay, I won't demonstrate. But you heard me play.
5 years of my life went down the drain on that unhappy day.
What did I play for you?
It had a title?
Well, I guess it don't really matter. On account of I only know one piece, so... Well, anyways, that's what I played for Mr. Stanley.
Who immediately and no doubt happily proceeded to return to Africa, yodeling for Livingston.
Nah.
Mr. Stanley is hard of hearing?
No.
He is a maniac?
Nah.
He hates music?
No, he is the guy who owns a Stanley Casino, which is kind of upstate and is a very swanky roadhouse-type roadhouse.
Oh, you had him tied to a chair.
Mr. Templar, he asked me to play. He called me up and asked me to come over and play.
And?
And after he heard me play... He hired me.
Oh? To do what? Sweep the roadhouse?
To play the tuba in his band.
You know, it doesn't happen very often, but tonight it's happened. Words have failed me.
Not only has Mr. Stanley hired me, but he is going to pay me $100 a week. And not only is he going to pay me $100 a week, he also handed over $100 in advance. In cash.
Theodore, I suppose I should congratulate you.
Why, thanks.
But what's your problem?
Mr. Templar, I love to play the tuba. But I don't play it good, I know that.
You're an honest man, Theodore.
Even I sometimes can't stand the sounds I make. Mr. Templar, nobody would pay me dough to play if it was legitimate.
You may be right, Theodore.
So what should I do? I still got the whole $100. Should I give it back to Mr. Stanley?
What kind of a man is he, anyway, by reputation? Huh?
From what I have heard around, he is a very big operator type. And I do not think he has had a reputation ever since he was expelled from reform school.
Oh, why was he expelled?
Oh, he lowered the tone of the place.
Theodore, when do you start working for him?
I make my debut tonight.
Debut? I see.
So what I'm asking you, Mr. Templar, is will you please be there when I debut? That means there will be at least one friend of mine in the audience, and I got a feeling I am going to need a friend.
You may be right, Theodore, but if the roadhouse is the kind of place most roadhouses are, the patrons will be thinking of other things than music anyway.
Yeah, but suppose they think of murder.
Mr. Templar.
Yes, Louis?
It ain't none of my business.
Will that stop you?
No.
I didn't think it would. One of these days, I'm going to hail somebody else's cab.
So then what happens to my wife and my six... No, don't say it. I haven't got a wife and six kids.
You never will have if you don't keep your eye on the road.
Up here in the country, what could I run into?
A tree.
True. Yeah, but Mr. Temple, I started to ask you something. You're going to the Stanley Casino. The Stanley Casino is in the country.
Westchester, Louis.
You know, the same thing. Also, the Stanley Casino is a very romantic place. Fellas take their girls there. Now, you're not equipped with a girl, therefore...
Why am I going there? To listen to a friend of mine play the tuba.
Well, one thing you can say for that, it's different.
It's also true.
Yeah. Mr. Temple, I'm not saying I can understand why a guy would want to play a tuba in the first place, but maybe he's got a reason. But for somebody to voluntarily listen to him, then there's no excuse.
I'm fond of Theodore, Louis. I have a feeling he may be in trouble.
Oh, that I can understand.
You see, he must have been hired for a reason that has nothing to do with his tuba playing. Now, what it is, I can't imagine.
Maybe you should have stopped him.
I couldn't, Louis. It was a job, and, oh, I don't know. Maybe I should have. Maybe not. I feel a little like Hamlet.
Oh, this I got a feeling I'm going to regret. What do you mean you feel like Hamlet?
He couldn't decide either. Of course, you remember his famous soliloquy.
I think the children should ought to be sent to bed right now.
The one that begins, tuba or not tuba, that is the question.
Oh, it's a nice joint, Mr. Templer.
So it is.
Nice of you to ask me in to dinner. Can you afford it?
Yeah, the prices are a little high, though.
My steak would have bought a cow.
Yeah, perhaps, but it wouldn't have bought a floor show. And judging from the decor, the floor will shortly have plenty to show.
I wouldn't be surprised. Embarrassed, maybe, but surprised, no. Hey, look, the band is climbing into the bandstand.
Yeah, I noticed. Only trouble is...
Oh, I don't see no tuba.
No Theodore, either.
Maybe he got fired.
Before he even started to play? No. Louis,
Finished my dinner. Don't have to digest it for a while yet. So if you want to go pay a visit or something...
I very definitely do. Come along.
Okay. Only where are we going?
Well, there's a door at the left of the bandstand. Several people have used it. We might try.
Could be maybe an exit.
And then the head waiter will stop it.
Yeah, and he ain't. So?
So we try it.
Mm-hmm. Well, very nice hallway. Got walls on both sides.
Yeah, not to mention a roof. Light coming through the transom of that door up ahead. Huh?
Mr. Templer, we're looking for Theodore.
We're looking at the moment for anyone we can find.
I don't hear much noise coming out of that room.
Yeah. This might be Stanley's office.
Come in.
Good evening, Mr. Stanley.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Guests here, gentlemen?
Guests, yes.
Well, of course, I'm always delighted to see guests in person, but I'm sure my head waiter will do anything to satisfy you.
Tell me, does he employ the musicians for your orchestra?
Are you musicians?
Well, not exactly. We're interested in one of your musicians.
That's so? Which one?
Theodore Coogan.
Coogan? Coogan. Hmm. Well, I'm sorry, but the name isn't familiar. Of course, I know all the boys in the band, of course. What does he play?
He insults a tuba.
Tuba?
Hmm.
Well, I'm sorry, but we don't have a tuba in my band. What made you think your friend Theodore might be playing for me?
Rumor.
Well, I'm afraid it was an incorrect rumor. However, if your friend's a good man, you know, the novelty might be worth something. Send him along to me, and I'll see him.
Oh, that would be very nice of you.
Only thinking of the casino, that's all. And now, why don't you gentlemen run along and enjoy the floor show?
Oh, thank you. That's exactly what we'll do. My apologies for having intruded.
Not at all. It was a pleasure to meet you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Oh, real courtly type, huh?
Very. Come along, Louis.
Hey, this ain't the way back to the floor.
I know it isn't. We're not returning there.
Why not? We don't approve of floor shows?
It's not that. Back of the building would be around this bend. Louis, we'd better go back.
Yeah. Mr. Templer, I could lend you a few bucks if you're short and you're trying to duck the dinner bill. You know,
thanks, Louis, but it isn't money I'm worrying about at the moment. This leads right back to the casino floor, which is bad. Therefore, we're left with... that staircase. We go up quickly.
Okay. Up.
Of course, we don't know what's upstairs, but at least we may not be expected there.
Is that good?
Better than what's likely to happen downstairs.
What makes you think something's liable to happen downstairs?
The instant I mentioned Theodore to Stanley, he casually pressed a button at the side of his desk, a button which I suspect is his equivalent for a danger signal.
Danger to who?
I'm afraid, Louis, to us.
Oh.
Turning to landing and...
Another hallway.
Yeah, we'll have to try. It's locked. There's another door on this side. Also locked.
So far, all this upstairs consists of is a lot of doors which are locked.
The rooms are probably used for storage. Stanley will realize shortly that we didn't return to the floor show. The back door was guarded, so he'll know we didn't leave through it, which means...
Yeah, he'll come up and see us sometimes, and there's sometimes it's going to be now.
It is. Of course, I don't know whether Stanley intends anything too drastic. We haven't seen Theodore.
Yeah, supposing we had.
Well, let's try this door. Hey, this one's open. Come on. Quite a suite.
Too bad they didn't use some sweet air in their suite.
Maybe they ducked up here.
Hey, shut the door, Louis.
Okay.
Is there a bolt on the door?
Yeah. I slide it?
You slide it.
You know, it ain't very strong.
Window over on this side. Hey, it's a room with a view.
Yeah?
Yeah, what we've got is a view of the parking lot. Directly below the window is an extension of the building proper.
Mr. Temple, this is the time to get architectural.
The window.
Oh, it's cold out.
Perhaps.
Hey, what, Joe?
Out, Louis. The roof of the extension is only a few feet below.
So it's out?
Good.
It's a solid roof, Mr. Temple.
Good. Move over.
So we're out on the roof. So?
Hey, wait a minute, Louis.
Huh?
Someone down there in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah. And even from here, I can see he's carrying something besides small change in his right-hand coat pocket.
Armed and unquestionably forewarned.
Room service back in the room is getting impatient.
Only a short drop to the ground. Louis, jump down.
Jump? But...
Let that man down there come to you. You stay right down below the edge of the roof.
I'm calling you.
Louis, hurry.
Okay.
Hey, you.
Oh, me?
Don't move.
Never broke a lease in my life.
Keep your hands away from your pocket.
Yeah, but they're in my pocket.
I said...
Okay. I heard what you said.
Well, here goes.
Mr. Temple, you didn't say four and you landed right on him.
Hey, got cold. Come on, Louis.
Yeah, I already located it. It's over to the left.
Come on, let's take a cab, huh?
Temple?
Yeah?
A very good foot racer, I ought to tell you.
Hey!
Not... I take it back. I just gained 50 miles an hour.
We're almost to the cab. The light isn't too good for their aim.
Their aim could be too bad for our health. Ow!
Hey, Louis, were you hit?
No, they scratched the fender. I just fainted.
I'll buy you a new fender. Quick, Louis, in.
Yeah.
What? Look, come on.
Mr. Tempter, did we stop at a gas station on the way out?
Yeah, the one with the flying red horse just outside the city.
We should have taken the horse.
Oh.
Ah, no, we're going. Those bullets are breaking the speed limit.
Oh, boy, I think we're out of range now.
As long as we ain't out of gas.
Hey, Louis.
What?
I just remembered.
What is it, Mr. Temple? What happened?
I forgot to pay the check.
Mr. Temple?
Yeah, Louis?
I ain't as big a coward as I sound.
Of course you're not.
I'm bigger. Why don't we go home instead of visiting that tuba player?
Louis, Theodore may be in danger.
Uh-huh. And when they fire bullets at us, we're not in danger.
Yeah, you mustn't forget, Louis, that Theodore has to worry about his tuba, too.
Oh, this touches me. Okay, we'll help Theodore protect the tuba. But if we wind up in the hospital, who'll need a tuba?
We will. A tuba toothpaste. Thank you.